Isn't this a sports show?
All right, so do we just talk about Patrick Mahomes for like 45 minutes then? Because like that's something I'm always in the mood to do.
Almost entirely.
Like, do you want me to talk about Patrick Mahomes more? Because I will. I'll do it. I'm crazy. I'll do it.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
If you start any conversation about the Chiefs today with, man, I don't know about that defense, you have to go. You have to launch yourself into another hemisphere. You have to jump on Patrick Mahomes' hand and let him fling you to the sun, which he can do.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Mahomes on the rain, where they allow some deep play, where seldom is seen a check down or a screen, and you can win more than one playoff game. Mahomes! Okay, no, I have to do the show.
Encore! Encore!
I don't have another verse, I just have the one.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
2-0! Welcome to Almost Entirely Sports. You're on Sports Radio 810. I forgot to buy more party poppers. At this point, I'm afraid that a mere 15-pack won't be enough. I don't know if they usually come in 15-packs or 20-packs or whatever, but I'm going to have to buy more party poppers for the Kansas City Chiefs this season because our Tuesday shows are going to have a lot of them, I can imagine. Welcome into the show again. Almost Entirely Sports here on Sports Radio 810. I'm Josh Briscoe. Beards McFly is hitting all the buttons. Rudy hasn't been on this show in like 6 months. Don't ask me about Rudy. He'll be back tomorrow, we think. I don't know. Who knows? If you're wondering, someone tweeted about this earlier today or yesterday. They asked why I sounded like Squidward, and it's because it's 90 degrees out, but I have a cold. And I can't help it, and I don't like it, but it's where I'm at right now. It's what I'm working with. So we are powering through. If Patrick Mahomes can throw 4 touchdowns in a quarter on a gimpy ankle, I can do 2 hours of radio tonight sounding sort of like Squidward. And listen, so we'll talk to Seth Kizer in an hour because it's Tuesday. We talk to him every Tuesday in the second hour of the show, so tonight that's 9 o'clock. And we'll talk to him about a bunch of stuff. And next segment, Beards has a Sad Fans on Reddit Raiders edition.
Yeah, we do.
Which I can only imagine will be filled with weeping and gnashing of teeth. Beards told me before the show that for the second week in a row, he has had to cut a significant amount of material because the fans are too sad.
I mean, it's a great thing. It's a good thing to have. It's never a bad thing to have too many sad fans.
No, sad fans.
Of opposing teams.
Well, listen, if the Chiefs lose to the Ravens this week, we're probably going to have a 6-minute edition.
Oh, sad Chiefs fans. There will be.
Chiefs fans, yes. Yeah. Well, you know, at some point, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Hopefully not.
I also had somebody ask me earlier this week, if you had to put money on it, when would you bet on the Chiefs losing their first game? And my answer was December. Because I think it's the first week in December they go to New England. Listen, odds are they're probably going to lose, like, I mean, it could be to the Ravens. It could be to the Packers. I think both of those are home games. Obviously, the Ravens game definitely is. I'm pretty sure they have the Packers in Arrowhead. You can find some, like, plausible losses in there. But they needed one good quarter to beat the Raiders on Sunday. And it was a very good quarter. And there's a lot we can unpack there, so we'll do that now. Listen, the defense is going to get its time, and we are certainly going to talk about the Minka Fitzpatrick trade, the disgruntled Jalen Ramsey, the possibility of Xavien Howard, and Miami just trading every single warm body that they have. We'll talk about where the defense succeeded on Sunday and where it didn't. But if you thought there was any chance that we were going to start tonight's show not talking about Patrick Mahomes throwing 4 touchdowns in the second quarter, you're clearly new around here. And that's fine. Welcome in. But we're going to start by talking about Patrick Mahomes. because out of the gate, I obviously, Brad Porter and I do the Chiefs postgame show here on 810. And during the game, I take like notes of each play as it's happening. And then I usually kind of have notes then for each drive. And then I have sort of storylines from the game in general, stuff that I know we're going to talk about over the course of the postgame show. And after that first quarter, I had missing Tyreek Hill, and Mahomes' ankle, and finding some places where both of those had already been a factor right out of the gate. And they had been. It seemed very much to me like Mecole Hardman, and I mean really, Romo said this at the time, and then Mahomes essentially corroborated this in his postgame presser. Mecole Hardman was at the wrong spot on that third and relatively long from the first drive of the game. Romo said he needed to flatten it out. Mahomes talked about getting there faster, which I think is essentially referring to the same thing. And in that moment, I thought, well, this is clearly the first time when this team is really missing Tyreek Hill, because for all the speed Tyreek Hill has, he also has experience in the offense and in the NFL where he's going to be at the right spot there. He is going to end up in the correct position and convert that third down and then keep the offense moving and try to score on that opening drive in that first quarter. And then you saw a couple of instances where Mahomes was sailing his passes a little bit. That'll happen whenever you don't follow through. You know, he's trying to still get the ball there just with his arm and keeping all that weight on that back foot.
Which is a crazy sentence, by the way.
Being what?
Just him trying to get it there just with his arm, which like, oh, he can do.
Right, yes, 100%. Yeah, it's a good point.
What's form when you can just, when you have a cannon?
And he showed that in college, and that was something people were actually like worried about, remember? People were like, oh, man, his footwork. I don't know about Patrick Mahomes, his footwork. Whenever you literally take away one of his feet, he's still making throws. But yeah, I mean, but basically, throughout that first quarter, if not every throw, I'd argue the majority of the throws, it seemed very much like he wasn't really stepping into them. As if he was always being pressured or always throwing the ball like a fadeaway jumper. There's even a video up on the 810 Twitter account of him in warmups where his left foot was swinging after his throw, just wearing a hoodie at that time, not planting on that left foot. And so as it was happening, the ball would stay a little bit. Because if you think about it, and you could go outside and do this if you wanted to, go wake up your kid or whatever and say, hey, we're going outside. I need you to catch this football while I throw it. If you're trying to throw a football a decent distance, you're not just stepping through, you're not just following through and stepping forward pretty harshly just for the sake of velocity, but you can see this happen logically, right? Whenever you're following through on a pass, that force that's coming down through your arm is also sort of going through your foot. It's all moving forward, right? Well, what was Mahomes' problem in that first quarter? He was sailing some passes. That'll happen whenever everything is sort of either stuck in one spot or maybe falling backwards. You can see where his, you know, excellently calibrated cannon is off a little bit. So those balls are going up. So that was what I was thinking about the first quarter. I didn't think Mahomes looked off terribly. He was still making a lot of really nice throws and still doing some really good things. But whenever you're talking about all of this on like a Mahomes level of precision, there are just instances where, oh yeah, that he makes that throw if he follows through, if he really plants on that foot. And so those are the storylines for me going throughout a chunk of the first quarter. And then he had one of the greatest quarters of football I've ever seen in my entire life. Maybe the greatest quarter of football I've ever seen in my entire life. That second quarter against the Raiders was unbelievable. And we could take this about 50 different directions. And the way that I do things, we probably will. But just as a reminder, if somehow you have had anything slip your mind, the third drive of the game was only 5 seconds into the second quarter, but it counts. 39-yard touchdown bomb to DeMarcus Robinson. The next drive starts basically inside the freaking black hole, and they just keep it moving down the field. They got the first down on 3rd and 10 with an excellent play from Mahomes to DeMarcus Robinson. It gets undone then by a sketchy penalty, to be kind, and then it's a bomb touchdown to Mecole Hardman on 3rd and 20. Then on the next drive, they start at their own 6 and go on another full field drive, get pushed to 2nd and 17 after a block in the back from Cam Irving. Not one of his better moments. By the way, this was almost all of this was happening without Eric Fisher. And I will say, Cam Irving, with a couple of exceptions, that penalty, and then his first snap of the game, he was okay. He wasn't getting Mahomes killed consistently. I do think that the one that was ruled a fumble was ultimately on him, but I'd have to go back and look at it again now that I'm thinking about it specifically. I digress. On that 5th drive, though, they're on 2nd and 17, and then on 2nd and 17, it's the Kelce touchdown. And on the next drive, Romo, who I love, Tony Romo makes watching football better for me. And he's talking about how, because it's right towards the end of the quarter, so, you know, probably just run the clock out here. You've got all the momentum. You don't want to give the ball back to the Raiders with any chance to score anything. And I swear, before he's able to get to the end of the sentence, the Chiefs have scored again. Mahomes gets time, throws a bomb, DeMarcus Robinson again, touchdown. That quarter was a spaceship, was the way that I referred to it on the postgame show. They were just on a freaking spaceship. You blink, and then something you've never seen has happened. And for me, and I'm probably younger than most people listening right now, so you might have different references that come to mind. But for me, it's Brady and Aaron Rodgers that's done this kind of stuff where I remember so many times watching Sunday Night Football, and it's 3rd and 17, and the Bears have Aaron Rodgers on 3rd and 17 with 27 seconds left in the half, and he just runs around for 45 minutes in the backfield and then throws the ball like a long snap between his legs and behind his back, and all of a sudden Donald Driver has scored a touchdown. Greg Jennings has a touchdown. Did Donald Driver ever actually play with Aaron Rodgers? I might have just mixed eras. I think he did, right? Didn't think we were going to talk about Donald Driver today, did you? Me neither. Donald Driver, Pro Football Reference. Oh, his last season in Green Bay was 2012. Wow. That's how you can basically tell when I started playing fantasy football. Started playing fantasy football when Donald Driver was like a high draft pick a couple years earlier. Weird place for me to get sidetracked. Not one of the 50 directions that I said earlier I thought we would go. But here we are. And Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback then. So my Donald Driver reference is accurate. Anyway, I digress yet again. I saw those guys. Rodgers, they won the Super Bowl in 2010. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just clicking through the Packers Pro Football Reference page, is what I'm doing. But you can make it the 2010 Packers for the sake of my reference, or any year of the Patriots. And for the Patriots, it was never usually Brady running around and then throwing the ball, you know, just like a hook shot 40 yards downfield. But I remember distinctly watching other teams play football in primetime games and go, man, it must be so cool and so fun to be a fan of a team like that and a quarterback like that. The uniforms seem cooler whenever the quarterback playing in them can give you a 45-yard touchdown on 3rd and 20 or whatever. Everything is more fun. Everything is cooler. Every game feels always winnable. To what? Your quarterback to have the ball at the end of a close game, or to feel like you have the capability of your offense putting up 28 points in a freaking quarter, must seem so cool.
So not the Bears.
So definitely not the Bears. No, the Bears are the ones getting dunked on for the most part. I always thought that would seem so cool, and I was right. It's amazing. It's just so much fun. All the stuff I wrote about Tyreek Hill being out and Mahomes' ankle for a quarter, if I would have had actual physical paper, I would have just crumpled it up and then shot it into the trash can across from me. It doesn't matter. I would hate to be a writer on a deadline for a Mahomes, for this Mahomes beat, because it's not even the Chiefs beat anymore. It's on the Mahomes beat. Because the amount of times that I think he would make you would just go control A and backspace and just start over again would be unbelievable. Because it happens all the time. Your story through the first quarter is this team is missing Tyreek Hill and Mahomes just isn't quite right.
And the Raiders look semi-competent.
And the Raiders did look good.
What the hell?
The Raiders made the Raiders defense looked good. It looked fast. They were shutting down the run game, which they did throughout the game, by the way.
They were scoring like crazy. Well,
they scored twice.
For them, like crazy.
Yeah, it was the Raiders crazy. I mean, listen,
in a quarter, yeah.
To be on pace for 40 points after the first quarter, you'll take.
Yeah.
And all that just delete. OMG Mahomes. Your story becomes OMG Mahomes. Because he was incredible. The pass catchers were excellent. You forgot about Tyreek Hill not being out there. And it just sort of leaves you at a point where it's like, all right, how much can I say about this coach and quarterback and offense in general that isn't incredibly repetitive? And I think the answer is this, that you can't avoid it. And this is what it must be like to do sports talk radio in New England whenever the Patriots are playing. Like, not beating your divisional rivals on the road would be an unbelievable story. Not having your quarterback have a quarter that he just completely takes over the game would be a story.
That first quarter basically just became something that Raiders blogs will talk about as, hey, improvements look good.
Yeah, and it's
something that, instead of, like, oh, God, Chiefs look scared.
As opposed to also, for us, that first quarter becomes a distant memory. Matt Castle may as well have been playing that first quarter. Because it meant nothing to me. It's gone. It is a half-remembered dream. And it also, we're at a point where I said, hey, which quarter is more truly the Kansas City Chiefs, the first or the second? I don't know if there's a person who watches football on the planet who would say, no, those first quarter Chiefs, that's what we're really seeing here. Gave up 10 points that first quarter to the Raiders. The offense couldn't get on the same page. No. No, 28 points in a quarter is kind of the norm. That's kind of the expectation.
Like their scoring streak of, what was it, 22 games where they scored
it
the first quarter?
It was every Mahomes game for sure, and something like that.
Or
yeah.
It was every quarter maybe.
No, it was the first quarter.
For sure, okay.
It was being able to. It was scoring in the first quarter. It was in every Mahomes start, and then a little bit before that, I think you're right, Beards.
And then the second play of the first quarter, it was just touchdown.
Yep. 5 seconds into the second
first
quarter.
First play, second quarter, whatever. I don't remember.
No, I mean, I think it was legitimately 5 seconds. Yeah, 5 seconds into the second quarter. So yes, they lost the streak. It was heartbreaking. I mean, it's just an unbelievable place to be when it comes to this team. And I kind of want to have the larger conversation about, like, hey, don't freaking worry about the run game. Because the Raiders shut it down, man. Chiefs' running game was bad on Sunday. It was bad. And it didn't matter. Like, I am here to take on the crusade, to be one of the generals in Seth Kaiser's army of don't worry about running the ball. And people have brought up counter-arguments. We've talked about this a ton. Like, at this point, if you listen to the show regularly, you know exactly where I stand. But assuming that, you know, someone listening is new. I don't think that the Chiefs should literally cut all the running backs on their roster. But they should never run the ball on first down. And really, what I actually should say is that you shouldn't be dealing with always and nevers when it comes to offenses in the NFL. The only always you should be doing is always evaluate what the defense is setting up for. And so if you run out there with the running back and they're keeping a relatively heavy personnel out there, they're stacking the box or whatever, don't hand the ball to LeSean McCoy. You know how that's going to go. Don't hand that ball off. You're under no obligation to run the ball, ever. It's 3rd-and-1. if they've stacked the box and DeMarcus Robinson is one-on-one, and then Mecole Hardman is also, because everybody in the stadium thinks you're going to run the ball, throw the ball.
Third and 20.
On third and 20, everyone thinks you're going to throw the ball. You should probably throw it anyway. But if on third and 20, the defense is all spread out, and they got eight defensive backs out there, run a screen. Still a pass, technically. But, like, Andy Reid is good at this, guys. He doesn't need to worry about the conventional wisdom of running the ball a certain number of times. You don't have to run the ball 15 times before the game actually counts. I think we're seeing even more and more and more of that. I tweeted this a million times during training camp to the point it became a joke. Sammy Watkins will always be open 4 yards downfield. Travis Kelce will be too. They're always going to be able to get 4 yards one of those guys. Like I would say their success rate on that, because, what if it's incomplete? I mean, it could be. It also could be what we saw from Sammy Watkins in week 1, where he's open 5 yards, 6 yards downfield, catches the ball, and then runs it for a bajillion yards straight downfield for a touchdown. It's not literally as easy as handing the ball to a running back, but I would say it's as easy as handing the ball to a running back and then blocking for 4 yards from him. Think about the number of times the Chiefs picked up chunks of 20, 30, 40 yards in that game against the Raiders. They did that so much that that stops meaning something to you. Like, think about how many times you got angry at Alex Smith for throwing short of the sticks. And you give the Chiefs 2nd and 17, 3rd and 20, 4th and 50. Doesn't matter. The ball is going to land past the sticks or in the hands of a guy who has all the space in the world between him and that first down marker. That's just what happens with this offense. And I say this, I hope I don't sound angry. I'm excited. I'm really excited. And I'm excited as hell for this game on Sunday. I mean, I wish NBC scared. Could be, oh, and a little scared is fine. Yeah, for sure. That's fair. It's a real test for the defense, for sure. I missed the cough button, I'm sorry. I sound like Squidward, and I've been coughing a lot, but I've been pretty good at getting to the cough button. But I was gesticulating so much that I took my hand off the cough button, and I couldn't get back to it in time before my coughing took over. Sorry. But I'm excited as hell for the game on Sunday. But, like, I lost my train of thought in general.
Offense good.
I say this to be excited, not to be angry, not to scold anyone who's not here with me yet. If you need to take it as a scolding, I guess you can take it as a scolding. It doesn't really matter to me. You have to take everything you think you know about football, except for maybe you can keep the stuff you saw from Andy Reid at his best, and maybe the stuff you've seen from Aaron Rodgers at his best, and the stuff you've seen from Tom Brady at his best. Everything else has got to go. Everything else you think you know and understand about offenses in the NFL, you got to drag and drop that into the recycling bin. And you're starting over. Everyone's starting over here. This is a different type of offense. It's a different strategy. It's a different kind of dominant. It's a different kind of explosive. Like, we got a little bit of it last year, but I've heard it even more in this last week and change, really the last couple of days even. Everyone knows I listen to Lebatard. That radio show altogether is just, it's my favorite thing in national sports talk for sure. The way they talk about Aaron Rodgers over the last couple of years is always kind of funny to me and well-deserved. They just openly swoon over how great Aaron Rodgers is. They're starting to talk that way about Patrick Mahomes. You, as a Chiefs fan listening to this right now, have the quarterback that everyone else, Mina Kimes tweeted on Sunday that every morning she wakes up, makes coffee, has a bowl of cereal, and says a little prayer that Patrick Mahomes stays healthy. Your team has that guy now. This is it. And so don't get held back by thoughts of, they need to be running the ball more. Don't worry about it. I don't know, man. I don't know if this defense is good. Don't worry about it.
They should run the ball to Mahomes so he can throw it.
I like that. That's a good idea. If you need McCoy to get more touches, he should take the snap and then flip it back 3 more yards to Mahomes just so he doesn't have to drop back any, and then he can throw the ball. Maybe back to LeSean McCoy. The things you think you know about NFL offenses, about the Chiefs offense, all of that has to change because this isn't anything you've seen before. And so, yeah, we can talk about the third and fourth quarter, them letting off the gas, which Andy Reid has done in years past, to his own detriment. The difference is, I think, now with his quarterback, the offense can turn it back on again. But you can say, hey, that second quarter was incredible. And the first quarter isn't what you want. And then they didn't score again in the second half. You can do all that if you want. And we will at some point tonight and at some point tomorrow. I'm sure we will. And if a slow start is a regular part of this team going forward, as it was a little bit last year, Mahomes seemed super high-strung going into most of these new games. But this isn't new for him anymore. And the negatives, if recurring, will become talking points. I promise I'm not afraid to talk about some of the things that didn't go perfectly. In fact, in a lot of cases, that's the easier thing for me as a talk show host to be talking about, because I can say, here's how I'd fix it. But I also love great football. And I think to start anywhere other than to take the time to lay out for everyone the reminder that the guy playing quarterback for this team and the offense and the coach coaching that quarterback is a freaking rocket ship launching into deep space where no man has gone before. No offense has gone before. That's the most important thing to me right now. Because it's mind-boggling how good it is when it's up to speed. And so did it take too long to get up to speed? Sure. Was that because of Tyreek Hill not being out there and Mahomes having a lame left ankle? I think so. I think he got more confident in it over the course of the game. If they needed a score in the second half, would they have been scoring? I think so. Why weren't they? I don't know. I don't know if it was laying off a little bit. I don't know if the Raiders figured something out. We'll answer more and more questions throughout the rest of the season. We'll find out more next week against the Ravens. But man, I had fun during that second quarter on Sunday. Unlike a lot of Raiders fans who got very, 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 very sad. Sad fans on Reddit is next.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
So I have a cough button in front of me.
You do.
That I'm not sure is actually my cough button. Let's find out. Nope, that's not mine. Is this my cough button? No. Is this my cough button? No.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
So if you're not aware, if you're new to the show, at this point there are lots of veterans that are tired of hearing me explain sad fans on Reddit. But if tonight is your first time catching us on the first show after a Chiefs game, Beards takes great pleasure in the pain of others. That's the most important thing that you can know.
Yes.
You have no refuting for that, right?
Nah.
I like chaos and tears.
Beards is a little bit weird. Beards is a little messed up. But for this, he's perfect. Would I let him babysit your kids? Absolutely not. Would I let him dig through the steaming pile of bleep that is Reddit, especially a live subreddit during a
game threads?
Chiefs Raiders game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would send him into that pit. What's the Rancor pit? The Rancor pit that is the Raiders subreddit?
Yeah. Spotlight pit.
What did I say? Rancor pit. Damn it!
There is a Rancor.
But it's that's the thing in the cage thing. That's not really a pit, though.
Uh-huh.
Sarlacc pit is absolutely what I was looking for. Damn it!
You were close.
Being that close almost makes it worse. If I would have just said, like, Vulcan pit, it would have been funnier. But I didn't.
That would have been funny.
It would have been. I would argue that Rancors are like the Raiders fans, but the Sarlacc pit is definitely what I was going for.
Yeah.
The Rancor was the thing that they were trying to feed Luke to, right?
I think so, yes.
I imagine it's caged up underneath Jabba's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking to make sure.
I generally know what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's it.
Excellent. So when I send beards into the Vulcan pit known as the Raiders subreddit? Absolutely, I would. And so after every Chiefs game, win or lose, Beards now goes in to the subreddit of the losing team and finds the sad fans. I think we'll have way more of the opposing teams and the Chiefs fans whenever the Chiefs theoretically would lose a game. I'm not sure there are going to be any trips to the Chiefs subreddit. But it's a wonderful, wonderful bit that I'm so glad that we get to do on a weekly basis. Is there anything special about this one we need to know, Beards, ahead of time? Other than the fact that it's very
It'll
long
explain
again?
Itself.
Okay.
Yep.
Sad fans on Reddit does have a consciousness. There is no conscience here. The only thing it cares about is FCC violations. The sad fans on Reddit has become a conscious living being at this point. So it will explain itself as we enjoy the sorrow of sad Raiders fans.
And now, a list of things that Kansas City Chiefs fans said in the first quarter of Chiefs Raiders on Reddit.
Oh, interesting. Long time.
I've talked way too much on Twitter this week for us to lose. Our DBs give me cancer. That dirt looks like poo. And it probably does have fecal matter in it.
Probably.
Defense is looking... Yeah. I hate our defense, and I hate Fisher. I love how the first time Matthew gets mentioned this season, he just runs into a god receiver. Smoldering dumpster is heating up. Is this footage from 2018 or is this a 2019 game? Someone tell me when I'm allowed to panic. You okay, Pat? Sammy would have juked him if he weren't playing on a baseball diamond. All right. I'll admit it. This isn't ideal. And now, the winner of things that Kansas City Chiefs fans said in the first quarter against Oakland.
Nice little appetizer.
Hire Bob Sutton!
Stop it!
And now...
Don't even joke about that!
A list of things that Oakland Raiders fans said for the rest of the game on Reddit.
Oh, good.
Coverage? What's that? Yo, drop another pass. I dare you. Raiders versus refs with some random people in red uniforms. It doesn't really matter who they are. Mahomes is so annoying.
God it, secondary. Stop doing this
Carr used to look like Mahomes a few years ago.
Sad
face emoji.
He didn't.
How the do you get beat on 3rd and 20? Comments. AB, I miss you. Sad face emoji. Reply.
Bless FIBA!
This defense is Hey, I got an idea. Stop letting them get behind you. Maybe one of these days they'll cover the deep ball. Comment. At least we scored 10 points, so it won't look that bad in the box score. Reply. Yeah, 48-10 will look real nice for us. First quarter team. Okay, I'm gonna go do some yard work or something. Comment. I'm literally willing to bet any amount of money KC gets a touchdown within 3 plays right here.
Oh.
Reply. F*** you for being right. I think Chiefs scores here again means game. Downvote me away to reverse karma. Edit. Too late.
Happened so fast.
Tony Romo, first in line for this year's Patrick Mahomes suckathon. This is why I hate going to games. You pay a ton of money for a big matchup, and we always f*** the bed. Being a Raiders fan is penance enough to get the devil into heaven. Yep, going to need a good after this one. Thumbs up emoji. I hope the guy dressed up as Andy Reid contracts diabetes. Well, that sucked. Guys, we can blame both the offense and the defense. Welcome to the NFL, where rules are made up and all calls go against the Raiders.
Okay, guy.
The refs and us. Name a better duo.
There was a real, like,
can someone tell me why the NCIS is still a show?
There always is.
NCIS.
I haven't been a huge Richard fan after that dumbass anti-vaccine tweet, and this game isn't doing him any favors. Mahomes is the type of that reminds the teacher the class had a pop quiz. Richard would have fumbled that while contracting polio. I hate this team. Parentheses. Kidding, I love them. But they hurt me. Can next season start already? Comments. Just woke up from a coma after first quarter. What happened? Reply. Nothing. Go back to sleep, sweet prince. How much longer must Raiders fans suffer? Context. Chiefs are up a bazillion. We score on this drive and the game's still alive. Put in the god Peterman.
Oh, the Peterman. He's on IR.
Anyone else still thinking we shouldn't try to go get Fitzpatrick? At least for the right price from the fish tank fire sale? Guys, I looked into the future. We're going 15-1 with this game being our only loss. At least the A's look dominant. Get ready, boys. Gonna be a long decade with Gruden.
Is he gone yet?
Comment.
.com?
Would you rather watch another quarter of this game or an episode of Young Sheldon?
Oh!
Reply. Can I just set my hole on fire instead? We won three quarters. By default, that means we won the game, right? Not sure why we invested so much into the offensive line if Carr's just going to throw the ball to the first guy he looks at.
That's a good point.
I bought some CBD gummy bears just so I could watch the game without caring too much. We gave up 0 points to one of the best offenses in the NFL in the second half. This team is good. Carr is the NFL's new Andy Dalton. Changed my mind.
Oh,
we aren't terrible. Just kinda bad. Moral of the game. If the run is working, pass the ball. And now, the winner of things that Oakland Raiders fans said on Reddit. Yeah, I think I'll go play some Borderlands for a while.
That's such a Beards freaking winner there. Good work, Beards. My winner would have definitely been the Young Sheldon one.
It was solid. I considered it. I considered it for runner-up. I just didn't have a runner-up this week.
No, no, it's fine. I think just have it just
it's
merely,
all arbitrary.
Merely giving a winner, I think. Is, no, how dare you say it's arbitrary? It is extremely important who wins each week. It's very, very good. Those are sad Raiders fans throughout the Oakland Raiders subreddit, and I imagine the NFL game thread as Beards digs through the Vulcan pit known as the Raiders subreddit.
It's just, yeah, it's all just from Raiders.
I will say, I think one of those actually had a point. The Raiders aren't bad. They're not. They're just not good enough to cover guys running to catch footballs thrown by Patrick Mahomes. Like, there are a lot of people that, a lot of teams that fit that, description. They shouldn't be ashamed of the fact that they're going to lose for the next decade. It's just how it works. Very, very good. Good work, Beards.
Thank you.
Bleep Young Sheldon. I don't remember who it was that tweeted this, so I apologize for stealing someone's tweet and not knowing who to credit. But, like, you saw all the trailers that were playing throughout that, right?
Oh, yeah. Fortunately, I had the TV on mute because I was listening to the radio call.
Well, so this might not hit quite as home for you. Someone tweeted, remember, in the trailers, they're showing the best stuff. Like, the rest of the show is worse than that. I didn't watch Big Bang Theory.
No.
I know there are lots of people listening right now that, like, loved it. And so please don't take this terribly personally. But I can't imagine, like, seeing even the trailer and then watching that show. And someone's going to tweet me, like, well, if you actually watch episodes, you'll see that it's actually kind of funny in these places where it's self-aware. That's fine, man. That's fine. I don't want to, yuck your yum. It's another sentence that I don't know where that came from, but I think it's very good.
That's an FCC violation.
No, it's not. I don't want to, whatever, pee in your cereal or poop in your punch bowl or tell you you can't like things. I generally think people should be allowed to like things. That's fine. Unless you like Young Sheldon. In which case, you've got to read a book.
The one thing about that show is the kid that plays him is in Big Little Lies.
He seems, I'm sure
he's
a wonderful actor.
Good.
I'm sure he is.
And then I just see him in that and I'm like, oh, no. Why? Why? Why are you there?
Right. No, no. It seems...
You're even, so much better than that.
Even by the trailer, he seems like a really good actor. He's... Cause
he's
cause,
like eight.
You know why? You know why I think he's a really good actor? Because I watched that trailer and I want to punch him right in his stupid freaking little face. Let's take a break.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Whenever we come back, we'll talk about football. That's a promise that we probably will not be able to live up to. That's next.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Beards informed me during the commercial break that Leroy, the NFL insider dog, has reported that Jalen Ramsey will be traded to the Chiefs. This is a fictional dog tweeting this, so take it for what you will. It was also like half an hour ago, and no one else has said anything. But I will say, here's why I'm reading a tweet from a fake dog on the internet. This is what we would do if people gave us scoops. We would let Dick Justice, the wiener dog that we have on the show, we would let him tweet these out as real scoops, because I think that would be the funniest possible thing. And this is basically what Pro Football Talk has done. And sometimes I believe that it's been legitimately correct. There are a lot of other people that aren't dogs that have reported things on the Jalen Ramsey trade and the Chiefs that makes me think that it's genuinely not going to happen. But we will find out. We will talk about it obsessively. And if the first person successfully reports it is a dog, that would be hilarious.
It's like the octopus or whatever during World Cup soccer games that picks whatever team's going to win.
Yes. What we can say that I think would be worthwhile as a part of this, and we'll talk about it a bunch with Seth Kaiser here coming up in 5 minutes. They throw out the first and third. Okay, let's just take that for a second. Acknowledging that it's rumblings from a fake dog and all of that, okay? A first and a third for Jalen Ramsey would totally work for me. It's a late first and a late third. The Chiefs next year would still have the Niners second round pick as things currently stand. That Niners second round pick and that Chiefs first round pick could be between 1 and 10 picks apart. Obviously, depending on where both of those teams end up. I don't think the Niners are going to be worse than the Dolphins at any point. So 1 is probably a little bit much. That could be a top 10 pick, and the Chiefs are almost certainly going to be picking into the late 20s or 30s, or early 30s. The problem and the questions become in looking at the issues of the long-term contracts. And, well, how does this defense want to establish itself going forward? And who do they want to pay and who do they not? And why do they make decisions they made in the secondary versus what they made on the defensive line? That'll be a question the Chiefs answer here over the coming weeks. We'll talk about it with Seth Kaiser of The Athletic coming up next on Almost Entirely Sports.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.